This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every couple of weeks, we get Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech, on the line from our bureau in New York to help us decode how technology is affecting our lives. It's a series we are calling Code Breaker. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. So remember the other day when I asked you for your Gmail password?
I do. I do remember that.
And you're a smarter guy than I gave you credit for, I have to admit, because you just gave me the logins to your dummy account.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, I didn't get very far with that. But now I want to describe this to you, what I would have been able to do, depending on the app permissions and settings you've agreed to. And I should mention, I'm an opt-in kind of guy.
Yep.
I could have looked at every move you made with your phone
while
you were running Google Maps.
Wow.
Going back years.
That's crazy.
And I could have looked at them hour by hour. I could have looked at the locations where you're driving around in LA over there. If you look at mine, I can look at Sunday's activities. You know, I went to Fatty Daddy Taco in Brooklyn. Then I went to Queens. I watched Guardians of the Galaxy with my buddy Rory.
So wait, hold on. So clearly you know where all these places are, so you don't actually have to ask for directions in Google Maps. It's just Google Maps sitting there resident in the background on your phone, keeping an eye on your whereabouts.
Basically, yes. So I had Google Maps running on my phone because when I went to Queens, I was like, what's the traffic going to be like? So I pulled it up.
Yeah.
And this all depends a little bit, right, on how you as a user have reacted to the permissions request of certain apps on your phone.
Yeah.
But it's a little scary, right?
Well, it is a little scary. And I was just going to say, you know, there are some people for whom this will be really, really cool. And then there are others for whom the horrifying value will be very, very high.
People have been talking about this a lot recently. Now, I don't know if you've heard that Facebook has split off its messaging app
from its
regular mobile app.
I will tell you, my teenagers are all annoyed because they had to download the separate Messenger app to get, you know, whatever it is from their friends that they get on Facebook in Messenger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, they were quite annoyed.
So, like I said, I'm an Android. Yeah. I'll give you the Android example, right? Which, by the way, is a little bit terrifying. Here are the things that Facebook messaging app wanted me to allow it to access.
Okay.
My actual phone that I make calls with, it wanted to see what Wi-Fi I was connected to at any given time and what other devices were accessing the same Wi-Fi. It says it wants to use my microphone and my camera.
Wow. What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? And a lot of people are worried about exactly that.
Yeah.
And that's understandable. But we should understand that some of the simplicity of this permissions language, which in some ways we can appreciate, is actually a little bit misleading. So the messaging app wants use of your camera and your microphone actually just so that you can actually use the app to send video and audio to your friends.
Yeah,
which
is sort of what that's what the company says, but come on, that's like Google saying, don't be evil, man. You know?
It's true. It's true. And there are questions, right, about how this might play out in some sort of dystopian future.
Right.
But as long as we live in the now, we kind of, you know, if we want to use these apps, we kind of have to live with this stuff.
I totally get that. But here's the deal. And you know how journalists look at things that happen and they say, oh, well, three of these things have happened and that must be a trend. I wonder if we can now finally look at the way privacy is evolving in technology today and say the trend is not in privacy's favor.
It is definitely not. And here, I think, is what's key. We have to understand what privacy rights we have as users, what privacy rights we don't have as users. And I know that sounds like I'm asking you to do some homework, right?
Well, kind of, but, you know.
The best way to deal with that is really to look in your settings app on your phone, on your actual device, and go through it and see what kinds of settings you can turn off, turn on, experiment with that. You do have the power to change some of these things, and you should use that power.
Well, I will tell you, I have my phone on a rare instance. I have my phone in the studio, and I'm doing the permissions thing right now. Ben Johnson, he's the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Kai.